Hello, this is Ingram.
Yes.
Hi, this is Will with CVA Homes. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Give me a call. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm rummaging through my shed and trying to find something. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll give you a call. Looks like you may have spoken with my colleague Sid about your property on South Jefferson Street.
Yes.
Are you still interested in selling that, in that property?
Well, I thought about it, but I think I'll make a couple of repairs. I just put a new boiler in one side. Now, most people think it's one property. It isn't one property. It's two properties. It's 203 and 205.
Okay.
Two different deeds. Yeah, yeah. So I put a boiler in 203 because they got radiators. The other side doesn't have any radiators.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I considered it, but I haven't truly made up my mind because I got a couple offers and I liked them.
Okay. How long ago was that?
That was maybe about 6 months ago.
Okay.
It was this year. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is anyone living in each one of those properties?
And what?
I said, are both both properties occupied?
Yes, I got a tenant on the ground floor, a tenant on the S205, and a tenant on the ground floor at 203, and a roomer upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the place where I put the new boiler, 203. Yeah, the radiator circulating hot water. Yeah.
All right. You said that's 203 and 205, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What had you thinking about selling it at the time?
Yeah. But the price is more than 225.
Mm-hmm.
If I do, yeah.
Okay. What had you in the mindset of potentially selling it before?
Somewhere between 200, 215 or something like that. But the most I got was 205, 200, you know, for about three or four people. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you want to sell it?
Well, I got I own the opposite corner, which is 101 and 2 something with Street. That's between Wythe and Jefferson. That's on the corner. Wythe, the main street that goes east towards 95.
Okay.
The whole corner. In other words, both corners are on Jefferson Street.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm renovating that. So that's one of the reasons I thought about selling the other one. I sold two buildings in front of it, which is 103 and 105. That's when I came down. I bought both corners.
Okay. How much are you renting those properties for right now?
That's private. That's a little. I'm getting more than $1,000. That's
okay.
What you want per.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. All right. And are they on leases right now, or are they month to month?
Say again.
I said, are they on leases, or are they month to month?
They're month to month. No leases.
Okay.
Yeah, no leases at all. I've never had any leases on any of them. Because they expired when I bought. And then I bought, and I never gave anyone else a lease.
All right.
Because two of the people on 203, they were working for me, but the guy who's kind of crippled, he got a regular job, so... The other guy works for me occasionally because he came down with me from New York. And he's a carpenter also, so I keep him work. But he worked for other contractors also. Yeah.
Okay.
So
now, how long have you owned these properties?
Since 2015.
2015?
That's correct.
Okay. Are you from the area?
No liens or anything. No, I'm from New York.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was born in this area. I was born in Blackstone. My father took our family to New York. And I grew up in New York. Went to school in New York, went to college in New York.
Okay, okay. Cool. What
and did a trade. I did a trade in New York too.
Okay. What brought you back to Virginia?
Because I had a son and daughter. They graduated from Virginia State, and I always liked Virginia. I got relatives still here in Blackstone and Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah, so I said to my wife, we'll come back, because she came down. We stayed a couple of weeks. She liked it, but she didn't want to do farm work. So we saw Petersburg, and Virginia State is here.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter stayed. We stayed, and my daughter graduated from Virginia State. My son graduated 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
No, more than that. I'm sorry. 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but he works for the Board of Education of Richmond.
Cool. And my son is a student at Virginia State right now. He's a senior.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Did he make a homecoming this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he actually performed some music, actually. He actually writes his own music, so he got a chance to perform. I think it was that last, was it the, yeah, I think it was like the midweek activities that were going on.
And what's the name again? What's the name?
His name is Xavier Allen.
Ingrid Allen?
Xavier.
Xavier, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll ask my son or my daughter if they know him.
Yeah, he's a little short guy, but full of energy, full of life. He's actually a criminal justice major.
That's good. That's
and
good.
He's in the Army Reserves as well, so he's really kind of doing great things for himself. Hey, look, the government's paying for his education, so that's helpful.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Most people that grow up, I know, from the South, tend to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason we didn't come back is because my dad got tired of farm work, being black, and I treated that right, that well, you know. So he decided to leave since he was a construction worker also. He did carpentry and stuff like that. And I went into the building trade also. So that's why I have a love of owning property. Hello?
Yes, sir. And your property is South Jefferson, right? 203 South
Jefferson. You mean where I live?
No, the property we're talking about is South Jefferson, right?
We get mixed up? Yeah. You mean it's on the corner of Marshall Street and South Jefferson. 203-205.
Yes, sir. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. No problem. Yeah, it's South Jefferson, and the other property is 101 South Jefferson, also on the corner of Whiff Street and South Jefferson.
Okay.
And the one you're talking about is South Jefferson and Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Marshall Street, the cross street. Yeah.
How many properties do you have all together? It sounds like you've
That's kind of private, you know. If you Google, you know my name and you Google, you may find it out, but I don't necessarily know how many properties I own.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if you really want to know, I own property in New York and I own property down here.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, I took my college degree in trades, and real estate keeps you solid and solvent. So the best thing to do is your own property.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, people have more respect for you, and you can do better for your children, your siblings, and whatnot. So I have sons and daughters the same thing.
Okay.
If you own property, if you make it in life, people can give you a little more respect, you know.
All right. Yeah, so you're looking at here. So you've got two on one side.
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm outside. So maybe
two or three on one side.
Okay, I see a couple of things you can.
Oh, I'll say I see how the properties, I see two different sidewalks. You're doing 205 on the other side. Okay, I see. If you did sell the property, I mean, how soon would you consider doing so?
You're making it badly. Did you change position? I'll die.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. What were you saying? What would I consider?
I'm saying when, like, as far as the time is, if you know.
You're breaking up badly. Let me see.
All right. Let me probably give you a call back and see if I can get a better say.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.